This is KCUR 89.3. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's Culture of Health Prize is a big deal. So when Foundation head Richard Besser showed up in Iola to make the announcement that Allen County, Kansas had won, it was cause for celebration. KCUR's Jim McLean was there and filed this report.
Grade school children dressed in matching tie-dyed shirts gave Foundation CEO Richard Besser a welcome he wasn't expecting.
I don't think I've ever been introduced with a drum circle and such a wonderful drum circle. So thank you. And thanks to all of you here in Allen County for making me feel so welcome.
A physician, former acting director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and medical editor for ABC News, Besser could have traveled to any one of the eight communities selected for the 2017 Culture of Health Prize, but he chose Iola.
It struck us that there was no better place to be than right here in Allen County, because what you're doing here is a model for the nation.
So what makes what Allen County is doing to improve its dismal health ranking, 92nd out of 105 Kansas counties, a national model? Well, experts say it's the county's all-in approach, its willingness to attack the problem on multiple fronts. David Toland is the architect of that strategy. He heads Thrive Allen County, a nonprofit organization funded by several regional health foundations that's working on everything from disease prevention to economic development.
We want to be the healthiest rural county in the state. It's that vision that guides the day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, and year-to-year work that we do.
The results of that work are visible throughout the county, but particularly in Iola. Besser and others on hand for the celebration boarded an old school bus to see for themselves.
And we are pulling in here at the new G&W Food Supermarket.
Residents of the county in Iola can get groceries at the Walmart Supercenter on the outskirts of town. But certain neighborhoods are in USDA-designated food deserts. So to increase access to healthy foods, Thrive partnered with a local economic development group to build a grocery store in the heart of town.
We focus on freshness.
Chris O'Hara is an executive for G&W Foods, a regional grocery chain.
And as people continue to try to eat better for themselves and their families, we still think there's a major niche with fresh-cut meat, farm-fresh produce, and customer service.
The grocery store is going up on the side of the old hospital. A new hospital, funded by a sales tax increase overwhelmingly approved by county voters, now stands on the north side of town.
Carolyn McLean, this is Dr. Rich Besser.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you. I've seen you on TV lots of times.
An area prone to flooding is the next stop on the bus tour. It's now the site of a community garden started by Vallis McLean and his wife, Carolyn.
It looked like originally like Vietnam down here. I mean, I spent a whole summer dragging off trees and cutting off brush. Anyway,
now an army of gardeners tends rows of neat vegetables and flowers, some of them growing in containers that once held chocolate syrup at the local Russell Stover plant. McLean, no relation, says he and others donate most of what they grow.
Give away to the Iola Senior Center, and I probably give 1,600 pounds of vegetables a year.
Welcome to the former Lehigh Portland cement plant. These are the silos.
A biking and walking trail now snakes through the wooded areas around the plant, which closed in the 1970s. Thrive spearheaded the project to encourage exercise. Other new trails link Iola to neighboring Humboldt and to the Prairie Spirit Trail that stretches north all the way to Ottawa. Toland is proud of the trail system and the other signs of progress, but he says there is still a long way to go. Obesity, diabetes, and opioid addiction are still cutting short the lives of too many. Antolin says some residents remain skeptical that a century of economic decline and the health problems associated with it can be reversed.
When people are accustomed to assuming that tomorrow is going to be worse than today, it can be very difficult to get people to buy into this vision of a healthier community, of a thriving community.
But he says every day there's a little more buy-in. And that gives him hope that children now growing up in Allen County will live longer, healthier lives than their parents. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jim McLean.